Well, here we're just looking ahead tonight. Well, first of all, let's look ahead to tonight's game against Shamrock Rovers. Are you excited?
Yeah, obviously it's nice to be back, and it's been a long time since I've been at Tala and that, so looking forward to seeing a few familiar faces that I've seen in the league throughout the years, but I'm looking forward to see how competitive the game can be as well.
It's been a great couple of seasons at TNS, and this is a culmination of it in the Conference League.
Yeah, I think this is the aim of the chairman, the club, like players all want to play at the highest level as they can. You know, with the domestic league, we've sort of done very well the last couple of years, and icing on the top of the cake, like getting into the Conference League, and you know, we've had them experiences and the qualifiers where we've done well against some big sides, but it's just good to get here.
I take it yourself and Rory haven't spoken as much about a team in any game so far this season, bar the Shamrock Rovers.
Nah, obviously we've both played against them, and a lot of players will come to us and ask them what they're like, and to be honest, like, I know they're a good side, he knows they're a good side, it's just I watch nearly every Derry game every week, and for a while there they were the favourites, and Shell snuck in and took it, like, but just we know they're a very good side. They've plenty of experience in European sort of competitions as well. They've done it 2-3 times over the last 10 years, so we know what they're like and know their strengths, and hopefully we can exploit them a wee bit.
The difference this year obviously is you only get to play them once. So you only get one crack at this.
Yeah, and that's the different sort of side of the European, the league conference, like, so you know, you have to come to somewhere like Tala with their fan base, which is unreal, and you know, try and give it everything and go for a win.
10 years ago, around this time 10 years ago, you were in a Derry City setup getting ready for a cup final. Unfortunately, on Sunday you'll be playing while that cup final's on. Will you be keeping an eye on it?
Yeah, of course. I've just asked there. I was saying in the breakfast, sort of, you know, what time's our game, because I only want the final, but I think I'm going to miss it, like, but it's good memories, obviously. I think we lost on the day, it's past, like, but I can't believe it's 10 years already.
It was a good team you were with as well. There's a lot of senior players around you who could teach, like, because you were 18 years of age coming into a cup point.
Yeah, obviously, I signed me pro the year before, when I just turned 17, so you're stepping straight into the men's world of football, and I didn't really have a long experience of youth football. It was always senior players and men and around Derry at that time. Like, you had Jared Doherty and Rory Patterson, and like Danny Ventry was there that year as well, like boys you could learn from, and you know, you had the younger Derry boys like that came back in eventually, but I thought we had a very good side back in, and obviously Derry like produces so many good players.
What was it like for you in the build-up, getting a suit, all that kind of stuff? Or was it quite bizarre for a young
man?
Yeah,
obviously, I've never experienced anything like it in my life, and to be honest, I've never wore a suit to a cup final since. Like, but no, it was a great experience. Obviously, going to the Viva, and it was a full day out, and you know, we stayed down and stuff in the hotel afterwards, and had our families there. Obviously, it would have been nicer to win it, like, but it was a great experience to look back on.
You've obviously got some friends still within the squad. Have you been having chats with them in the build-up to this?
Yeah, obviously chatting with Ben Doherty and a few others in the Derry setup, and just sort of picking their brains a wee bit on Rovers, and to see if we're sort of on the right track. We are analysis on them and our homework on them. Like, and to be fair, I think it's clearly seen in the clubs like that we it's sort of similar, and we know they're danger men and sort of who to be watching out for.
Would you have thought them 10 years ago you'd be sitting here today in a hotel in Dublin about to play a European game against Shamrock Rovers that could secure you going to the next stage of the Conference League?
No, obviously, like 10 years ago I probably would have told you I would be there for the rest of my career, to be honest, but football changes so fast, you know, coming away to England, that even playing in League One I probably wouldn't have thought I would be playing in Europe in a few years after. But look, it's a great sort of experience for both clubs and exposure. You know, Rovers have had it. They've got the plaudits over the years for doing so well in Europe, as have Dundalk, and you know, Irish fans know how big it is to get into European football. And I think for us, as our first time, like, it would be amazing, because you know, obviously a lot of teams have wrote us off already. And I think, you know, with how good we were out in Fiorentina for an hour of the game, like, and then obviously beating the Stanet, you know, I think we've surprised people already, so anything else now would be a bonus.
European football for you, but Derry need to win on Sunday for European football next year, so how do you feel it might go against Rada?
Yeah, I think obviously with a league disappointment, I think it's massive for them, and I think it, you know, it's something that the fans would deserve, like getting European football again next year so they can have a good go. Again, like I say, massive for Derry, massive for Irish football is getting that European spot, and now hopefully they can beat Drogheda.
Well, good luck tonight. Hopefully
thank you
it goes the way you want it to go.
Yeah, hopefully, and hopefully it's a good game.